huge bounce back goal, and that's what you're always trying to do after you give up a goal. That next shift, couple shifts have to be important. Got us right back in the game.
It was 1-1, and that was the end of the scoring, believe it or not. Huskies outshoot Lake State 9-4 in that first period. We go to the second period, and you know, there weren't a ton of penalties all weekend long between the teams. And you know, as far as power play opportunities for the Huskies in that first game, they just had the two. We only had the two opportunities.
Well, we did, and they were later on in the game, and I made reference to it after the Saturday night game. Sometimes when you get the power plays earlier in the game in the first period and a half, you know, you're fresh. The ice is usually good at the start of the period. So when you get them later on, you know, you can be tired, and that's when you start to force things. I thought we did a poor job of recognizing what was open on Friday's game, even though we only had two power plays, just you know, what they gave us. So we tried to force a certain play, and it wasn't there. You know, they took that away, and instead of saying, okay, let's take what they give us, we did a poor job of recognizing that on the ice. And it's a lot easier when you're sitting back in the bench or sitting up top or analyzing after the game. You can really see it. But and that's where we made some adjustments this Saturday. So I thought we did a good job. But Friday night, our power play was just okay at best.
Well, and you talk about how you as a coach know what's supposed to be happening out there, and, right. and what the fan sees out there. Right. And I was thinking the same thing on Friday night, and then I had some people who are just fans were saying that it looks like the Huskies aren't even looking to shoot. Right. That's how it looks to the fans sometimes. Sure. And it definitely was the different thing on Saturday night.
No question. I mean, Friday, it was like you and I, and you know, I'm trying to get to you the puck, and then there's someone standing right in the middle of us where there's a guy open to the far side, but I'm not going to give it to him. I am, for whatever reason, I'm going to get it to you no matter what. Try to get it. And that's what we did on Friday night. It's like, you know, you're wondering, like, really? You know? But having said that, you know, they're trying. They want to do the right thing. There's certain things you practice. We're trying to get it. A lot of times we want to get it from one side to the other and get the penalty killers shifting. And I guess that's what we were trying to do. But, yeah, we're much better on Saturday.
Shots in the third period, 11-11. We go to overtime, tied at 1. Nobody gets a shot on goal. However, Tyler Hannon, both teams had good chances in that third and overtime period. The wraparound on us that I thought was going to be in. Was that in the overtime?
That was the third period, yeah.
Third period where Mark Ock, I think, got a stick on it to help Jamie out. But then Tyler Hannon had the golden opportunity where he drew the goaltender out, Kossoff, and just had it roll off.
He had him dead to right. I mean, it was a two-on-one with a back checker. They had a back checker coming in late. I think Patan was the guy going to the net. And, Hino just froze the back checker, sort of, or the defensive player went to Alex. And Hino froze the goalie, dropped the shoulder, and goalie went down. And so Tyler pulled it from his forehand to his backhand, and it's coming across, and just wide open net. And as he looked up, he said the puck just rolled off to a stick a little bit, and he couldn't get the handle. But and here's a guy who's hot as anybody.
Yeah.
He scored in seven games in a row going into that game. And so if anybody you wanted the puck on anybody's stick on our team in that situation, it's probably Tyler Hannon or Alex Patan. And Hano has it, and he loses the puck. But, we did a good job in overtime. We had seven attempted shots. They didn't have any. So, they didn't really have anything in overtime. They had a little flurry in the third period. But overall, you know, a real good defensive game. And that's what I told the team after. The number that I like from the game is the one goal against. If you can keep your goals down, especially on the road, it gives your team a much better chance to either win or get points. And that's what we did, you know, because some nights a puck isn't going to go in the net. And I think Friday night was an example of that. And then Saturday is completely different. But our penalty kills did a good job in that game also. I thought that was a key all weekend long. And they did a fabulous job. And for the most part, I was pleased with how we played Friday. And you got to remember, Lake State, to that point, the record was over 500 coming into the game. So you can say what you want about them and whatnot, but they'd only given up 8 goals in 10 games coming into the weekend. So they had been playing really hard defensively, not giving up much, and finding a way to win hockey games. So it was a big game to get that point. You know, you always want to, but for us to keep our goals down, and then obviously get the point was important.
Yeah, it was, and we talked to Tyler Hannon after the Friday game, and we gave him every opportunity to blame it on a defenseman's stick hitting his stick or a little tug, and he said no. He said, I saw the open net, my eyes bugged out, and I lost control.
Well, and that's what you appreciate about Tyler. He's not going to give you any song and dance. He's going to tell it like it is, and It's what I like about him. He's just a feisty competitor. He's a gritty competitor. He's an honest competitor. And no, he's not going to make excuses. And I don't think many guys on our team, if any, would. You know, they'll tell it like it is. And hey, you know, that's accountability and transparency, and that's okay. You know, we're not perfect. So, and like I said, Tyler's playing as well as anybody. So, unfortunately, we didn't have him the third period on Saturday. So. I don't know if you knew that up there, Dirk. So
yeah, I knew he got hit in the neck.
You know, it was probably okay with the score the way it was, yeah. But still, we were you know, banged up team, tired team, and you know, have guys not playing puts a lot of pressure on a lot of other guys.
Alex Batant, 5 shots on goal in that Friday night game. He led the Huskies in that category. Was a +1.
Yeah, he had some great opportunities too. I mean, you can tell he's dialed in. He's as good as anybody right now in the game in our league, I think. You know, I mean, he is just really dialed in, a real spark for our team. You know, and he's doing it. You know, he's. A lot of pressure on guys to put up points when you're a point producer, and you know, it's not, you know, you could tell they put one line against Patan and Neville and either Gould or Hanan, and their whole goal is to shut those guys down. And the one way, and they might have done a pretty good job 5-on-5, but the power play is where we sprang Alex open a little bit, especially the second night. But Alex still had his chances. But it's a lot of pressure when you know the other team who has the last change, they're putting a guy on you that is going to make it hard all evening. His job is not to score. His job is just to get in your kitchen a little bit and be all over you and make it tough to get anywhere on the ice. And Alex faces that quite a bit on the road, and I give him a ton of credit. And you know, he shows up and is really playing hard right now.
Were you at all disappointed with him, though, with the penalty he took late in that second period?
No. Okay. Not at all. I mean, we watch it back on tape, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I told the referee that when I came out in the third period. And that's why it's so hot. Some people said, wow, I've never seen you that mad. But, you know, we got a great game going on. You know, they're calling, they're letting stuff go, and, you know, a lot worse things than that. But when you watch on the tape, Dirk, you would be embarrassed for the referee because Alex just sort of pushes off on him, and the referee told me, you know, that's when I really got livid. Was, oh, he cross checked him in the head, and that's you know, like, oh, hey, man, you know, just say, well, you know, he gave him a shot. Don't tell, you know, whatever. But and that was right at the end of the period. So now they're on the power play in a tight game for not. Anyway, but I watch it many times, and I will give and this is how bad it is. The referee had to come and apologize the next game and said, oh, that was a terrible, like, yeah, I mean, tell me about it. I mean, don't call it, like, don't make something up, especially against one of the best players in the league who people pay to come and those are the guys you want to see. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he got mugged going to the net, and he, you know, anyway, I'm done with that, but it's no. Answer your question. No, I was not, because it wasn't even a penalty.
So 1-1 the overtime final. 28-21, Michigan Tech outshoots the Lakers. And 0-for-2 on the power play were the Huskies. 0-for-2 were the Lakers on the power play. Jamie Phillips ends up with 20 saves, 27 for Nick Kossoff. And that was the end of the game. The Huskies get a point and go for Saturday night's game. Friday night games, other games in the WCHA, Coach. Bemidji State at home losing to Bowling Green 4-1. And it was Ferris State at Northern Michigan 4-2. Alaska defeats Anchorage 2-1, and that's a good big comeback game there for Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, yeah, they've been on a mini losing streak. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Huntsville and Minnesota State were playing in Mankato. Mankato wins that game 2-1. Bowling Green at Bemidji State. Did you think that they would win by 3 goals like that? I didn't see any of the real stats on that.
Yeah, but. No tight games. I know the Saturday. You're talking about Friday night's
Friday
games.
Yeah.
No tight games, and no, I'm not surprised. Bowling Green's got some mojo right now. They're finding a way to win games in a lot of different ways, and everything seems to be going their way right now. But they work hard. They're a good team, and they're earning their breaks right now. I think the biggest thing is their goals against. They're keeping the goals against down, so they have a chance in every game. And Bemidji doesn't, you know, Bemidji's an interesting team. You know, they've struggled at home, you know, and a little bit like us, but maybe worse than us, obviously. But and they can't, you know, they're pretty good on the road. So it's strange. It's strange the scores you see, you know, happening from Bemidji. And but Bowling Green's on a real roll right now.
All right, let's get to Saturday night's Michigan Tech hockey game when we come back after the break. Hey, we're also taking your questions for Coach Pearson. It's DJ at themix93.com. We'll answer those questions later on in the show. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing right after these on Mix 93.
Wow! This week's special at the Campus Bookstore and University Images is buy a Michigan Tech hooded sweatshirt with the Husky logo and get any sweatshirt of equal or lesser value for half price. Check out their daily